Blog Talk Radio.
You can cling to the old or let go and embrace the new. I'm Cliff the Change Agent, and this is Jump to the Next Level.
Many people sense that something is wrong, like a dull ache just below the surface. The American dream doesn't seem to be working anymore. Not everyone gets a house with a white picket fence, a chicken in every pot, and more successful children. Are you working hard but can't make ends meet, even with two incomes? Do you see the steady rise in homelessness, hunger, and stagnation, despite the official statistics? Has chasing the American dream led to piles of debt and a rat race for jobs without meaning? Enough of this one-size-fits-all vision of happiness. The traditional worldviews simply don't have the frame of reference that can describe, much less understand, what's going on today. Those old frames of reference worked well enough for people old enough to remember World War II, but those default visions just don't cut it anymore. And traditional institutions like the media, schools, and government don't have anything better to offer either. It's time to jump to a new vision, a new American dream, because we are in a new era, a new age. The shift requires us to reimagine the way we work, play, grow, and interact with our surroundings. I call it the new economy. Instead of collecting more things, people will focus on awakening their full potential. That includes helping others and making sure that having enough is a sustainable lifestyle. Our vision has four pillars: health, sustainability, peace, and abundance. We make progress by focusing on projects that build up each pillar for a season: the summer of peace, the autumn of abundance, and so on. Everything seems to be in chaos because we are in the transition, several years into a multi-year shift, and the old systems are being overwhelmed. This show not only explores the new era and the transition, we engage with the solutionary doers and thinkers who are creating this next stage for the human race. Most important, we sketch out the blueprint for joining and thriving in the new economy. Don't get caught up in the drumbeat of tragedy that you hear in today's mass media. Jump on board and help us build the next level.
Hi, and I'm so glad you joined us tonight. This is our first show, and we're really excited about it. I want to particularly welcome everyone who knows me, and I'm really happy that you chose to spend the next hour with me, letting me talk about what's going on in the world and ideas for making it better. So let's jump right in and talk about the show's purpose. We intend to talk about not mostly the future, and we also intend to do it in a positive manner because there's so much negativity going on in the world. We need to have a vision and a view of how to make it better instead of just constantly looking toward the past and saying, let's restore the American dream. No, we want to create a brand new one that's much better than the old one. Our dream is a vision. And the vision has four pillars. The four pillars are health, sustainability, peace, and abundance. Health is pretty self-evident. We want everyone to be as healthy as they possibly can, not just by going to doctors and asking them, what can I take to get better, but taking the positive steps they need to do to get better, be it exercise, eating right, and just doing the right things in general. Sustainability is the idea that we shouldn't be consuming the world's resources any faster than the world can produce them. Peace is also self-evident. We aren't going to have much of a world if we all kill each other and wreck the joint. And the part that's most dear to my heart is abundance. That's the idea that we have enough resources that everyone on the planet can have enough and also work toward their potential. As a matter of fact, in the next coming weeks, we're going to dive very deeply into the ideas of abundance. I want to talk about the audience. People that can benefit from this show are, like it says in the introduction, anyone who really sees that something's going wrong but can't really put their finger on exactly what it is. That spans all sorts of ages, all sorts of generations. I see Gen Xers who are contemplating taking on massive college debt without really having a vision for themselves of what they want to do with their lives. I see millennials in even a worse condition. I see young parents who are struggling to make ends meet. I see older people who would really like to retire, but they don't have the resources to do it. I say a lot of that came from the fact that we have been sold this old American dream, the idea that everyone needs a house with a white picket fence, 3.2 children, 2 cars, and a happy life. Well, and lots of stuff. Well, keeping up with the Joneses doesn't work. I'm not sure it ever did, but it certainly doesn't work in the current era. Instead, we want to give you a framework. The idea that you should figure out what your dream is, figure out how to live your dream, and then weave your dream together with other people's dreams that complement yours. And as long as you live within the model of mutual cooperation, we can make it work. We can create a better world. In fact, I already mentioned on one of the things that as we evolve, we're going to evolve from a mindset of individuality, me, 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 to a mindset of helping others. As a matter of fact, that's a sign of maturity. Children learn about me and mine long before they learn about sharing. It's the same as us in our society. I also want to talk a bit about the people who inspire me. When we talk about abundance, I'm heavily influenced by the book Abundance by Peter Diamandis and Stephen Cutler. And when we talk about the abundance pyramid later on, that's a lot of their work, and I would like to build on that. My four pillars come from the work of Stephen Dienen, who is the head of the Shift Network and has just published a book called Sacred America, Sacred World. And I also want to give a shout out to Barbara Marks Hubbard, who's an inspiration to people of any age. This lady is so alive and such a thinker. I'll be quoting her in later shows. But the idea that she talks in the same sentence about having been a little girl meeting President Eisenhower in the White House and then planning a trip into space in the next few months shows that no matter what your age, there's absolutely no stopping the dream. And it's never time to give up on the dream, no matter your age or your place in life. So, who am I? Well, I think I should tell you a little bit about myself since I'm the change agent. I grew up in a small town that had one industry, and that was oil. Age-wise, I'm a baby boomer, but I came at the end of the boom. And that means that just like a lot of the millennials, I was told the whole time I was growing up, you just missed it. The 60s were so cool. Sorry you missed it. And I think that rings true for millennials today. I ran a family business during a downturn. I did say I come from a small town that was based on the oil business. I ran it during the 80s. And if you look at the oil charts through the 80s, you'll see that oil was in a downturn through that entire decade. So I learned how to make more with less. And that's one of the things I want to be able to share. Then I moved to Austin, Texas, and got involved in high tech. I have experience both in the startup and in the enterprise scale high tech business. And when I say enterprise scale, that means very large companies, and startups are people with not much more than an idea and a dream. I find that I'm a good advisor to the startups, and I'm a good worker in enterprise. And that's because I'm interested in so many different things. A startup mentality is one of laser focus. And I'm certainly not a laser focus kind of guy. Also in Austin, I became involved in futurism. I'm a member of the World Future Society. And that's the idea that we predict the future. But it's not really, it's certainly not science. But we can apply scientific method to it. I also got heavily involved in the intentional community, and I'll speak of that in here in a second. And well, here in a second is here now. I have a spiritual story, and it really is multi-stepped. In the first step, I got involved in faith and spiritualism several times as a young person, only to be knocked back into worldly concerns. And instead of following through with my spiritual life, I just basically let it go. Then, again, after I moved to Austin, I got involved with the yoga community. And I'll admit I started doing yoga because as part of an exercise program. But I started studying under various teachers, and one of them was named Camila Figueroa. When I first met Camila, I thought she was the human avatar for joy. And as I practiced under her, she taught me how it was done. And that actually was the beginning of a permanent spiritual path. I've come to believe that there's a huge interconnectedness. I had always thought of us as individuals, but now I realize that there's interconnectedness everywhere. Individually, that's a mind-body-spirit connection, and it also means that you can't really do exercise without and have a sustainable exercise program without also exercising your mind and your spiritual life. I've also learned that this interconnectedness fits self and others. By that, I mean no man is an island. We have to rely on others no matter how independent we really want to be. This experience in the intentional community was the motivation for, among other things, this show, but a whole group of work I've done over the last maybe 5 years that I call the Change Agent Projects. I've written a series of books called Become a Change Agent, Drive the Positive Change You Want for Yourself in the World. They're available as Kindle books on Amazon. I also have a website called Change Agent Publications. And most recently, I have a program which is detailed in the website by the same name called Debt Hackers, where our goal is to help individuals and families reduce, eliminate, and avoid debt. What do we mean by the new era and the new age and the next economy? You heard me talk about it in the introduction. So I thought it's time to dive into that a little bit more deeply. We know that the current financial system is strained. It has to do with we could go back to the 1970s and talk about the Bretton Woods and how we left the gold standard. But what really matters is where we're at right now. And where we're at right now is that we have a world financial system that is just drifting. We have an economy that rewards people who gamble over people who work hard and create things. Occasionally, the creators will hit a home run, but by and large, that home run is the fruits and the prosperity and wealth created by those producers is sucked up by the people who do financial manipulation. Obviously, we have a world where electronic communications is everywhere, as evidenced by the fact that you're listening to me in the here and now. The world has completely changed since the internet. We're now more interconnected. And like I talked about our whole interconnectedness, we have an electronic network for the planet, almost a neural system for the planet that connects us all. And it wouldn't be fair to talk about the new age without talking about 2012. I know most people thought that 4 years ago the world was going to end. Or I won't say most people, but a lot of people in the intentional and spiritual community thought the world was going to end. I personally am of the opinion that we just changed over to the new age. And just like the transition has taken a long time, there's, without going into a whole lot of detail, I could say there's some threads of this that say we've been preparing for this new age for five centuries, i.e. since the Renaissance. We wouldn't expect it to be just like a switch flipping. And on December 20th, 2012, we were in the old age. And on December 21st, we were in the new age. Well, that's just the demarcation point. But things have changed a lot. But you really have to pay attention because the changes, it's not that they're subtle. It's that they're happening so regularly and so gradually that you don't really notice until you start thinking about, well, how is life different in 2016 than it was in 2012? And you realize that, yeah, a lot has been going on and a lot has changed. So the new economy in the new era is going to require that we do things quite differently. Like I said, things have changed, and yet our institutions haven't kept up. To do so, we're going to have to develop whole new systems for leadership, whole new organizational systems. That means not just corporations. That means nonprofits. That means cooperatives. That means businesses are going to be organized in a different manner. And actually, we're in the experimentation phase. How many of you have even heard of co-ops? And yet, if you're in a mutual insurance company or you're in a credit union, you're a member of a co-op. Our accounting system is wholly inadequate. Our accounting system is purely based on profit and loss, financial accounting. We have to expand that. That's only one of the P's. Yes, a profit has to be made for a business to stay in business. But at the same time, the business has a responsibility to people and planet. By people, I mean the entire ecosystem of people that are involved. You have a responsibility to the people that work inside the organization. You certainly have a responsibility to your customers. And you even have a responsibility to the people who supply you to make sure they're healthy, because very, very few companies do business from the beginning to the end. Most businesses have a niche where they do, where they rely on their suppliers, they rely on their customers, and they add value. When we talk about the planet, the accounting systems do not adequately to the true inputs and outputs, and they actually encourage, the current systems currently encourage hiding the true costs, i.e. the ecological costs of doing business. So I've been on a soapbox for 20 or 25 minutes now. I want to see if there's anyone on the phone who would like to talk. I've got to tell you, this is my wife. Hi, Karen. You're on the phone. Karen, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
I didn't unmute until just now.
Ah, okay.
I don't know who unmuted first.
So how are you tonight?
I'm fine. I didn't have a question.
Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Okay, I'll get back to listening.
Okay. So we talked a bit about the four pillars, and we talked about the importance of staying positive. I can't really stress the importance of staying positive, and I will admit that it's very, very difficult in today's world. I think that those of you who are listening or who are actually foregoing listening to the vice presidential debates right now, and I'm sure I have faith they're spewing vitriol at each other and talking about what terrible the one side is talking about what terrible people the Democrats are, and the other side is talking about what terrible people the Republicans are, and how they both have great ideas that they don't bother to tell us about. But what can I say? That's politics. We're going to have to evolve past that. Our leaders are going to have to build bridges. And instead of blaming the other side, they're going to have to find ways to work with the other side, or actually all sides, because let's face it, there are four parties. And there's a lot of people who are disillusioned with the two bigs. They're going to have to build bridges. And I don't know that we have any other choice. I'm really not seeing anyone else on the phone. So instead of me talking for another 20 minutes in monologue, why don't I just kind of move to the preview of next week. Our next show is going to be a very special one. This show is really giving you the idea of an overview of what we want to do. We're going to dive into some important topics next week. And particularly, we're going to talk about personal vision, mission, and possibilities. And I'm very excited because we have a special guest, my friend Giaconda Parker, who has not only been an inspiration in my life, she is also she's also an expert in the whole concept of possibilities. Well, everyone, I'm so grateful you chose to spend this time with me. Remember that every one of us builds this new era one choice at a time. Start living life like it's already here. Commit a random act of kindness this week. Make healthy, sustainable choices. Choose peace. Choose abundance. Then celebrate your progress and passion. It's important to know that the future is in your hands. You create it through the choices you make in the now. See you next week.